This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Noah Adams. In the past decade, the idea of outsourcing has become popular. These days, all kinds of organizations contract with others to provide services.
Everything from factory work to technical support is now routinely outsourced. Many firms see it as a way to save money. But there are some areas where the idea seems a little odd. For instance, childcare.
Several Los Angeles families were horrified when they learned that their former nanny had been outsourcing the care of their kids. NPR's Heather Murphy reports now on how one of Hollywood's most desirable nannies turned into a national villain.
Finding the right nanny is a nerve-wracking process. But Roxana Patricia Villamarine had a way of putting parents at ease. Among a select group of Hollywood attorneys and creative types, she was like a modern-day Mary Poppins.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, and snap! The job's a game.
Gina Osher and Gigi Hutchinson were two moms who couldn't stop raving about their nanny.
I mean, every parent was just like, oh, she's a godsend.
It almost sounded too good to be true.
Every child loved her.
Made us breakfast a few times.
She did all these wonderful things.
It was like this amazing situation.
But if educational outings to the museum and the zoo weren't supercalifragilistic enough, for somewhere between $12 and $18 an hour, Villamarine also threw in homemade, organic baby food. But then the magic began to unravel. One day, when their twins were supposedly off at the zoo, the Oshers got a tip from another nanny. Ms. Villamarine is dumping your kids off at a rundown apartment, the woman said. Police by their side, they found it was true.
When we went in to get our kids, it was an apartment. Not set up at all like a daycare. It was just an apartment. It was very dark and it was very hot. Our daughter was placed on a bed on her back with a blanket thrown over her. Nobody was around her. Our son was trapped into a bouncy chair sitting on a bed, which is really dangerous because if a kid really bounces, the chair's going to bounce right off the bed. But he had no toys, no nothing to entertain him. He was just strapped in there. As soon as they saw us, they like were so excited and lit up and like you know, just felt like, get me out of here.
According to L.A. City Attorney Will Rivera, Ms. Villamarine had been leaving at least five clients' children at this unlicensed daycare center over a period of 5 years. She paid the woman $10 a day, he said, about $110 less than what she was making.
The facts will show in court. She would pick up the children. She would drop them off at an unlicensed daycare apartment. And she would then pursue other goals.
He said these goals included working at a farmer's market and helping out at her family's restaurant.
I felt guilty and I felt angry and betrayed.
That's Gigi Hutchinson again. Her older son is autistic. Her husband, Joe, says that they're so worried about the damage done to the boy's already delicate development that they put him in therapy.
It's like it's all about trust. And if you can't trust someone to be good with your kids and you're paying them to do this, you know, what do you do?
Every few sentences, the Hutchinsons have to stop talking because their boys wander into the room and hop onto their laps.
Shh, quiet. Mommy and Daddy have some very important things to discuss with Heather, okay?
Gigi Hutchinson was going to hire a babysitter tonight, but these days she has a very short list of people she trusts.
Go ahead. Good job. Nice listening, Drake.
Even before their Mary Poppins fell from the sky, Gigi and Joe were cautious parents, careful to filter out bad influences, like talking creatures who flip burgers and wear square pants.
I mean, even SpongeBob, which they really like, I'm like, I have very mixed feelings about that show.
It's as if the nanny undid all this careful parenting, she says. But the part that's worst of all is that their older son was trying to tell them the whole time. He wasn't completely verbal, but he'd hint at strange things happening at the library.
He told me that somebody gave his brother a shower, and that just like sent off a flare in my head, because, you know, a shower where? At the library? What are you talking about?
But Roxana would explain it away. Stop making things up, she'd tell the boy. She taught all the kids she worked with to call the place where she left them the library, the prosecutor says, because really, what parent is going to get too suspicious about books?
The whole library thing, the fact of knowing that our children were left at this horrid, horrid place.
But there isn't much to read at the so-called library. We're in the apartment of Senora Ana Zelaya, the woman who cared for at least 10 kids without the knowledge of their parents.
Yo pensé que en realidad pues eran de familiares de ella.
I thought they were her family members, she told me.
Que ella no era ninguna babysitter.
Inside, there are bars on the window. The paint is chipping, but the space is tidy. A worn floral couch, a wall stacked with stuffed animals and games.
A veces me gusta ayudar a la gente, ¿verdad? Y todo, y...
Yes, Patricia took advantage of her, and of the parents, she says. But the kids were happy here, she insists.
I don't know why they bother me. The kid is okay.
I caught the nanny, Ms. Villamarine, on her cell phone a few weeks ago.
You were certain that this place that you were leaving the kids was an okay place for them?
Yes, safe. 100%. That's why they're okay. If nothing happened to them.
It doesn't seem to faze her that she's been charged with 5 counts of grand theft and intimidating a witness. For each charge against her, each angry family, she lobs back a complaint that she seems to think evens the score. Not paying her enough, not covering her doctor bills, insisting on paying her under the table.
I don't say nothing about them, but now it's time to say something.
She claims she only left them there maybe once a week, for a few hours. Why is it such a big deal that I took a break, she says, if the kids are okay? But for parents like Joe Hutchinson, okay is relative. He is so worried about what his former nanny's actions did to his son's development that he started writing music that caters to an autistic child's special needs.
But basically, we got conned, and she didn't use money or an ATM card or a false identity to do it. She used our kids.
In the coming weeks, he'll find out if the court agrees. Heather Murphy, NPR News.
You can find the pictures of the people and places featured in this story at our website, npr.org.